An estimated 200,000 Bakassi returnees live in temporary shelters in southern Nigeria. Overcrowded camps in Akwa Ibom State are receiving a steady influx of newcomers fleeing what they said were persecution by Cameroonian soldiers who now control the Orange Territory. A spokesman for the Akwa Ibom State government, Aniyekon Umana, says providing assistance to the returnees is straining state government resources. He called for urgent federal government intervention.
We have camps in about 3 local government areas. At the first instance, we recorded up to almost 75,000 returnees, and I took steps in providing emergency feeding and medical reliefs and clothing supplies and so on to support them. It only did 3 days ago. We now had another batch of about 20 buses with new returnees. We were handicapped, so we don't know when it will end. International intervention, federal intervention, whatever support that can come the way of the state, I think it's what we will need.
Some 300,000 Nigerians, mostly fishermen, lived in Bakassi before its transfer to Cameroon in August, in compliance with the International Court of Justice ruling in 2002 that a long-disputed peninsula belonged to Cameroon. A transitional arrangement brokered by the United Nations was to allow Nigeria and Cameroon jointly administer the territory for 5 years after the former handover. Nigerian residents, fearing harassment by Cameroonian security forces, have besieged makeshift relief camps in Akwa Ibom and neighboring Cross River states and are in desperate need of help. To meet the resettlement and rehabilitation needs of the returnees, a presidential task force set up by the federal government has come up with a budget of about $200 million. The federal government has so far provided less than $20 million. Gilbert Acosta of the UN News, Abuja.